At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class car wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
do my
game.
That's my game.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Friday, June 2nd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed Major League Baseball slate with 15 games across the Friday night lights across the diamond here tonight. And we're going to go to Fenway Park for a 7:10 p.m. Eastern Time first pitch between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Boston Red Sox. Currently, the Rays are listed as a minus 130 road favorite, with the Red Sox a plus 115 home dog, and the total in this game is 9. Now, going into this matchup, the Rays are 40-18, best record in baseball, but they did just drop 2 of 3 at the Cubbies. However, they did win the series finale 4-3, avoiding a sweep, taking care of business as a minus 140 road favorite. Similarly, the Red Sox, 29-27, they also just dropped 2 of 3 at home against the Reds, but did win the finale 8-2 last night, cashing as a minus 170 home favorite. So for tonight's pitching matchup, we have Tyler Glasnow, young stud who's coming back from a big injury, making his second start of the year. He's 0-0 with a 6.23 ERA. Meanwhile, the Red Sox are going with young righty Garrett Whitlock, who's 2-2 with a 5.14 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, looks like respected money is jumping on Tampa Bay at a pretty short chalk price. Tampa Bay opened as a short minus 120 road favorite, and now we've seen the Rays get steamed up to minus 130. So, of course, when I'm looking at Major League Baseball, moneyline sports in general, same thing applies with hockey, it's 10-cent steam or more that really gets me interested, letting me know, hey, big money has come in. You can see, you know, a line move, you know, a couple cents here, a couple cents there. But when you get 10 cents of steam or more off the opener, that's telling you that a lot of big money came in to move that number. So currently we have Tampa getting around 70% of bets, but 80% of the money. Kind of tells you it's a pro and Joe bet split in favor of the Rays. Public's probably just saying, hey, Rays are a good team, short price, might as well take them. Whereas pros, who are always value-minded and analytically based, they're saying, hey, when that opened minus 120 Tampa, that was a pretty good number, because maybe their internal discrepancy play had their number showing maybe Tampa minus 130 or higher, and they just said, hey, that's good value on Tampa at that price. The Rays have one big advantage here, a rest advantage. Tampa played in Chicago on Wednesday, so they're off yesterday. Meanwhile, the Red Sox had to play yesterday. So you have a rest versus tired, where Tampa had a day off, and they're able to get their position players a day off their feet, their starting pitcher another day of rest, their bullpen another day of rest. And in particular, when Tampa is coming off a day off, they're 5-0 the next day. So they're perfect 5-0 after a day off. Same situation will be here today. Tampa's also very profitable in this spot in particular. They're 36-15 as a favorite, and they're 31-15 against righties. So they've really mashed righties and as a favorite in general, the spot they're in tonight. And in addition, the Rays have also had the Red Sox number. They've only played one series so far. It was back in Tampa, but the Rays swept Boston 4-0 in that series. Now, we've also seen a little bit of respected money in terms of the total lean to the over. Total open at 9 over, got juiced up minus 115, minus 120. You're seeing some shops maybe inching up here to 9.5. The over is getting 65% of bets, but 90% of the money. So pretty good bet split, slight public, but a lot of sharp money hitting that over. And a couple good systems to the over. When two AL East teams face off inside the division, the over is 31-15, 67% this year. And the over at Fenway is 20-8, 71%. That's the best over stadium in all of Major League Baseball. And both these teams have been over teams. You have Tampa Bay 34-21 to the over. Boston's 33-21 to the over. And then also we have seen Tampa 9-3 to the over their last 12. And by the way, Tampa, another advantage, they have a much better, much fresher and better bullpen. I always like looking at my colleague Steve Mackinnon's bullpen ratings. But Tampa Bay, over the last three games, has pitched 7.2 innings out of their pen. Boston's pitchers have thrown 14.1 innings out of the pen. So a rested pen, a couple good system matches, rest versus tired with Tampa, good price on a really good team. I'm going with the Rays here, guys. Give me the Rays at minus 130.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, now let's go to an 8.05 p.m. showdown in the AL West between the Seattle Mariners and the Texas Rangers. Currently, the Seattle Mariners are listed as a minus 120 road favorite, with the Texas Rangers a plus 105 home dog, and the total in this game is 8. Now going into this matchup, Seattle is 29-27, but they did just lose 2 of 3 against the Yankees. They avoided a sweep, however, winning the finale yesterday 1-0 as a minus 135 home favorite. Meanwhile, you look at the Texas Rangers, they are 35-20, but they have won 2 of their last 3. They just took 2 of 3 against Detroit. They did lose the finale, however, 3-2 as a minus 160 road favorite. But the Rangers playing good baseball. They're 9-3 their last 12 games. So for today's pitching matchup, we have Luis Castillo going for Seattle, the righty, who's 4-2 with a 2.69 ERA. He'll be opposed by Jonathan Gray, who's 5-1 with a 2.81 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, I'm going to take some plus money with the Texas Rangers. That's where the market's going. I think that's pretty good value here, and a really good Rangers team that might still be a little bit undervalued across the market. They've been so bad for so many years, it's surprising that they're a pretty good team this year, but a lot of free agency additions, obviously bringing in Semien and Seager, better pitching. This is a team that's been pretty good to bet on all year. We have seen this line drop toward Texas. Seattle opened minus 120. Seattle's now down to minus 115. So we've seen this line move in favor of the Rangers, going from as high as plus 115, now down to plus 105. One good system match for Texas, if you look at a home divisional dog. So this is a big angle for me. When you're in the division, really lean on dogs because of that built-in familiarity, leveling the playing field. But if you are a home dog so far this year, you're 51-52. May not sound that great. You're only 49%. However, because you're getting plus money, it's been a pretty good angle. You're actually producing an 8% return on investment. So divisional dog, line move in favor of Texas. Also, really going to bank on the bats of the Texas Rangers. They're hitting 272, one of the best hitting teams in baseball, versus just 228 for Seattle. Also, Texas in this spot, they've been profitable. They're 16-8 at home. They're 24-14 against righties, and they're 11-9 as a dog. If you have a winning record as a dog, that's pretty darn good. Again, you're expected to lose when you're a dog. So if you're two games above 500, it tells you that this team really battles here when they're getting plus money. Also in particular, in the pitching matchup here, another reason to like Gray over Castillo. In the month of May, in five starts, John Gray had a 1.95 ERA, and Texas won all five of those starts. Meanwhile, Castillo, 3.72 ERA in five May starts, but he's really Jekyll and Hyde home road. At home, he's great, 1.89 ERA. On the road, 5.06 ERA. And where is he today? He's on the road. So Seattle, or in this spot, Texas, did take 2 of 3 at Seattle earlier this year. I think there's a good opportunity to grab some plus money on Texas. This thing might be moving quick. So if you like the Rangers, probably want to get them as soon as you can, because before you know it, that plus money might be evaporating, and you might be able to get, or might see this line move to maybe a minus number soon, getting closer to a pick'em. So I'm jumping on the Rangers here. A couple good system matches, home divisional dog, better hitters. And Jonathan Gray, again, been great in May and great, and Castillo's been bad at home. Give me the Texas Rangers. I'm on the Rangers at plus 105. The NBA and NHL finals are the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's sweats.
Well, for Josh's sweats, already gave away a couple of them. I'm officially on the Tampa Bay Rays. Pretty good steam move in their favor, going from -120 to -130. Also, Tampa has been great in this spot, in particular as a favorite on the road against right-handed pitchers. They also have a rest advantage. They are off yesterday, and the Red Sox had to play yesterday. And Tampa has the much more rested bullpen, and they have won all four games against the Red Sox this year. So, on a really good team, best team in baseball here, only laying a minus 130. That's a price that I want to jump on here. So I'm on the Rays at minus 130. And I'm also on the Texas Rangers, just mentioned them, but pretty good steam move here, plus 115, plus 110, now down to around plus 105. Home divisional dogs have been great. Jonathan Gray has been really good. And I want to bank on the bats of the Texas Rangers hitting 272 against Castillo, who's really struggled here on the road. So give me Texas, plus 105. Then one more bet for you, late night sweat here. Let's go to San Francisco. The Baltimore Orioles are playing the San Francisco Giants in an interleague game, 10:15 p.m. Eastern time tonight. And I'm going to take some plus money with Baltimore. I got Baltimore at plus 140. Baltimore's a plus 140 road dog. San Fran's minus 155 favorite here tonight. The total is 8. Now, going into this matchup, I think it's an opportunity to buy low on Baltimore. They've been a great team to bet on all year. They're 35-21. We saw them get hot toward the second half of last year, and they've really carried it over. If you had bet $100 on every O's game this year, you're up almost $1,000, so they've been a really good team to bet on. Young and exciting. But they did just lose 2 of 3 against Cleveland, and they lost the series finale a couple days ago, 12-8, as a minus 105 home dog. Meanwhile, the San Francisco Giants, they're 28-28, 500, but they did just lose 2 of 3 at home against Pittsburgh. They lost the series finale 9-4 as a minus 115 home favorite. So in terms of the betting market, we really haven't seen much movement here. Tickets are split right down the middle, 50-50. Public doesn't know what to do. You pretty much opened San Fran minus 155. You pretty much stayed minus 155. So for me, backing the Orioles here, it's not a huge line move play. It's not a huge percentage play. But to me, it's a value play. You're getting Baltimore, really good team, getting plus 140. Also, you look at a bunch of systems here on Baltimore. One would be Orioles after a loss. They've been one of the best teams to bet on after they lose a game. After a loss, the Orioles are 14-6, 70% this year, 30% ROI. Also, an AL East team versus a non-AL East opponent, the American League East. Every team is above 500. It's the best division in baseball. When you're an AL East team playing a team outside of the AL East, those teams are 121-70, 63% with a 10% ROI. In particular, Baltimore's also been profitable in this spot. They're 18-9 on the road. They're 20-13 against righties, and they're 14-12 as a dog. Again, a winning team as a dog. Great on the road, great against righties. Meanwhile, San Fran, just 12-15 as a favorite, 18-22 against righties. So losing angle, both spots there. Forgot to mention the pitching matchup. It's Dean Kramer going for Baltimore. Righty, 5-2, 4.58 ERA against Logan Webb, who is 4-5 with a 2.75 ERA. You'd think that would benefit Webb. You know, it's probably why, you know, you're seeing San Fran as a favorite tonight. Webb's a pretty good pitcher. But in the month of May, Dean Kramer was pretty good. In five starts, he had a 2.45 ERA. The O's went 4-1 in those games. So I want to back the Orioles bats. Better hitting team. Also, great value play. Awful loss. AL East versus non-AL East. Pretty much a line freeze. I'm hoping this line dips a little bit throughout the day. Maybe you see the O's drop toward seeing this line get closer down to minus one or plus 135, plus 130. But for now, I want to pounce on this plus money. I think to me, it's not the sharpest play in the world. You don't have any, you know, steam or reverse line move. You don't have a huge low bet, higher dollar bet split. You don't have a huge contrarian spot, but you do have what I would call a value play on a really good team getting some big plus money on a big Friday night and interleague matchup. So I'm taking the Baltimore O's. See if the O's can chirp for us. Plus 140 tonight at San Francisco. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Friday, June 2nd. Reminder, if you're new to VSiN and you're looking for more sports betting info in your life on a daily basis, easiest and best thing you can do for free is sign up for a free VSiN newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit, boom. Once you do, then you'll wake up every morning moving forward to our VSiN Daily, letting you know all the big games that day, all of our breakdowns from our analysts and team of writers. You also be kind of stayed tuned in to, in particular, what's going on in Las Vegas and at VSiN. We'd also love for you to become a pro member. Once you become a pro member, you'll get everything we offer. It's only $9.99 for your first full month of service. That's, again, that's $10. If you go out to the bar tonight, get a drink and tip the bartender, boom, that's a month of VSiN. Hopefully you can turn that $10 into $100. But you will get all the best bet picks sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day from all the guests and the hosts at VSiN. You also get a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, and those great DraftKings percentages. And of course, follow us on social media. We pump out some great sports betting content, clips from our shows, all of our articles throughout the day. You can follow us at VSiN Live, and you can follow me at Josh_Insights. But that about does it. Hope everyone has a great Friday and a great weekend. No Morning Bets pod on the weekend, but you can get the Market Insights pod later today. I really like the MLB slate. There's a lot of games I'm monitoring here that should be hopefully adding if I can get some good moves here in the afternoon. And then also, you can check out my Sharp report throughout the weekend. Just sign up for the newsletter, vsin.com/newsletter. You'll get those pro betting splits and system plays throughout the weekend as well. But have a great day, everyone. Good luck. Enjoy your Friday. Have a great weekend. Hope you can cash some tickets today, tomorrow, and forever. As the wise man of VSiN likes to say, the Godfather, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone. Have a great weekend.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.